from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It's good to have you listening. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. We were talking about the Olympics earlier. We'll get back in a little bit of that. And certainly the Braves and the disappointment of not sweeping a team that, Mike, they should have swept.
Man, it was like a listless effort from the Braves on Saturday and Sunday. You're feeling so good. You got the number down to 5 against the Phillies. They can't get anything going in Seattle. And then you just look bleh. You know what they looked like?
What?
Flaccid. The opposite of that French pole vaulter was the Braves' effort on Saturday and Sunday. Really a drag.
This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We're live at Hooters, by the way, hanging out today. Wednesday, we said this, we're going to be at Taco Mac Marietta. So if you're in the area, we'd love to get a chance to see you guys. Mike, we've not been over to that specific Taco Mac.
I was thinking about it. I think we did a draft show there years ago. So that could be like 2015. So it's been almost 10 years. So we're coming to your side of town, West Cobb. We'll be at 2650 Dallas Highway. That's where the Taco Mac in Marietta is. Be there on Wednesday.
All right. Today, Falcons did practice, by the way, as we'll start with what we saw, and then, guys, they are getting ready for joint practices with the Miami Dolphins. I think this is going to be great work for our team. We're going to find out a little bit more about some of the personnel, and we got a great poll up, by the way, at Dukes and Bell 929. What is the position or player that you kind of want to learn a little bit more about? If you were Raheem Morris, what would you be doing to maybe challenge those guys? And it's interesting because the offensive and defensive lines have led the way, Mike, on our poll at Dukes and Bell 929. You said that's where you want to see these guys excel this week.
Brother, you know, we could argue about, you know, the corners, and you mentioned the corners, I mentioned the front. I mean, either way, they're interconnected. The edge rushers have got to put some pressure on the QB. You got Tua throwing to two of the best wide receivers, you know, and the most highest paid wide receivers in the league for a reason. So that's a great test. Only problem is the fans really don't get access. Maybe some video will pop. You'll see some things make it to NFL Network, but we'll get some reports from D-Let. That's right, Mike! So we'll see. I'm staying in Lauderdale! But anyway, he'll let us know what's going on. But this is where the fans won't get to see the work, but you'll see the product on Friday night. That'll be Michael Penix and a lot of the backups, but the starters will go toe-to-toe against the Dolphins starting tomorrow.
All right. What did we witness today at practice? And by the way, we saw a lot of our listeners out there Friday at practice at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Good crowd on hand. I think there's just a lot of interest. We've been telling you that, and you guys were excited to come in and see what was going on. You got a chance to see Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix throw the ball around. Today, Mike, they were running some things that we necessarily hadn't seen. Now, you think they were installing for the season?
I mean, I'm not sure if they're trying to get their install from Miami and going to work some stuff. I'm not sure. Either way, one thing that we did see, guys, and it's something we talked about earlier in the show for guys who missed it, red zone. You and I used to come on the show on Mondays and go, why can't Matt Ryan and Julio Jones ever put the fade together? Call it the fade throw, call it the high point, you know, whatever you want to do. We saw one today where Kirk Cousins throws it up to Drake London, and he makes this play that literally, it's like you thought the wheel would have been invented the way we reacted. It's like, where has that been for like the last 10 years? If we can see stuff like that using the athleticism of these guys, it's just a small piece of the practice. We saw Bijan. everybody looking good, running the football again. I thought we talked about some of the other like wide receivers that are technically like fourth and fifth on the depth chart, but some nice throws from both Penix and from Kirk Cousins.
Ray-Ray McCloud and Darnell Mooney continue to be a big part of what they're doing offensively, and I say a big part. Guys, you're going to pick and choose, given the fact that, you know, Drake London and Pitts are going to see a majority of the balls. But I said this as we were talking about this today. I think Darnell Mooney is going to be more impactful than many of you think he is.
He's fast.
Every time we look up, right, and I say this, you think the ball's going here or there, it's Mooney. Mooney's catching it. He's catching a touchdown. And I just feel like, you know, you practice those things. They're not doing it for fun. I think Mooney's going to be a bigger, impactful player in this offense than a lot of people give him credit for, along with Ray-Ray McCloud. Again, but they bring that speed element. But today we saw a couple of guys make catches, like O.J. Hilaire, Mike, a wide receiver rookie out of Bowling Green who went over the top of a DB to get a ball. We saw Casey Washington, again, a rookie out of Illinois, make a couple of catches. These are the things that the coaches are looking for to see how they can add to the team. But you know what else we saw today, Mike? A.J. Terrell getting a pick.
Yeah, man, A.J. Terrell with a pick six, it looks like, in game conditions. And that's the thing we were talking about last year, I guess, with minicamp a couple months back. He told us that, you know, this defense, I should say, may play to some of his strengths. And perhaps those turnovers we've all been dying for are going to come this year. That was great to see. We also saw him, again, small sample size, but Jimmy Lake dials up an A.J. Terrell blitz, corner blitz.
Yeah.
And he would have gotten there. So, you know, using his athleticism, I don't think people realize how tall, how big he is. And that's why he's going to get paid. And I think he's going to eventually get this contract done before season starts.
I think so, too. Hey, guys, follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game as we broadcast live from Hooters Mall of Georgia location. More guys rolling in on this Monday. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Let's hear from Chris Lindstrom, Mike, because, you know, when people talk about this offensive line around the league, they talk about Jake, obviously, the long-tenured offensive tackle. But Chris Lindstrom is a guy that's already become well-respected. And he was talking about adjusting to Zach Robinson's offense.
Right.
I think, number one, the biggest thing is always language, right? The different language of either the plays or the calls and stuff like that and the emphasis of things. You might already know what that assignment is, but it has a different name. And so I think just that's the biggest thing first, and then just understanding the philosophy and going out and executing it. But, you know, we're fortunate enough that Coach Ledford was able to come back for us, and so that's a stability, and we just know that we're going to, you know, he always talks about it, speed off the ball.
Speed off the ball. Talk about Zach Robinson's offensive language and then getting accustomed to what they're trying to do. I will tell you guys, at least from what we've seen, I think they've got a pretty good grasp on this, okay?
Right.
When Zach got here and when Raheem got the job, they came in obviously together. They had literally all offseason to install all of this stuff. And, you know, this is not them in practice. And for those of you who were there Friday night and you saw a glimpse of it, they're not in practice and stumbling around and trying to figure it out. They know where they're supposed to be. They're doing it, Mike. It looks fluid, and Kirk Cousins knows where he needs to go with the ball.
Right. We've kicked Desmond Ridder. It is what it is. It just there's so many things that just look smoother, more polished than this time last year, just a few weeks into practice. That's the best way to describe it, because Ridder was just trying to literally keep his head above water and not trying to screw up. And year before, Mariota was not much better. But one thing with Penix, I think when you see him like today, he just missed through. There was a receiver streaking across the goal line or in the red zone. And you see Penix how he reacts. He's like, damn.
Yes.
You know, and the cool thing now, you can't see it because I know fans can't get to camp this year. They've got these video screens. You're seeing everything in real time. As soon as the play happens, everybody's looking up at it and diagnosing it. And you see Penix working with Zach Robinson, the OC. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him in action on Friday. Now, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to make some mistakes.
Of course.
Everybody's done that. We've talked about it. But, man, I can't wait to see what he's going to do once we see him with the first team. And I don't know. Maybe it's just one series for Penix at point that when we have the full first team offensive line like we did last year. We only saw those guys in one series against the Bengals last season.
I hope it's – well,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And again, maybe,
unless our coaching staff approaches this differently.
Maybe they do. I mean, listen, I think you approach these first two preseason games, not the third, okay? Right. But the first two, I got to get some real work in. Now, they're going to be up there practicing on Tuesday and Wednesday, so they're going to get the work they need to get in. They're going to figure out some things about some guys, as we said. But, Mike, that's how I would approach these first two, because you get to the third one, you know what the final cuts look like. It's Heinicke time. I mean, honestly, I'm not rolling anybody out there that might be of significance. So we'll see. But here's another soundbite from Chris Lindstrom talking about, you know, the confidence that the fans seem to have in this team and how it impacts those guys on the field.
The fan support is it matters. I mean, you look at the different environments that are hard to play and go on the road, and that's the fans. The fans make a difference, and there's so many places that are challenging to play, and we're going to have that here. And thankfully, it's because of I forget what the exact number of people that can fit in here, but you know, those people are making the difference every single day. And I know we haven't had the success the past couple seasons, but just being fortunate the last 6 years, I really love and appreciate the city and the fan base and what they bring, and, you know, craving win.
He's talking about Mercedes-Benz Stadium, by
right.
the way.
Right, and first chance for all the rookies to come in. It was kind of fun. We were on the sideline seeing some of the first-year players kind of like, oh, wow, it's kind of a cool place to work for a living. We talked about practice today. Penix was 8 of 11 in his pass attempts today.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins was 9 of 10. I mentioned Bijan. I meant to say Tyler Allgeier. Bijan was held out today. So Bijan, we're not going to speculate on that one, but yeah, he was not involved. It was the other guys, including got to see Chase McClellan, and Avery Williams was out there too, who's healthy after missing last year. But I thought the throws, the one to Carlos Washington, I think you mentioned earlier, there was some really good stuff offensively. Just things we just never saw. What we saw a lot of last year were balls sailing, or balls being underthrown.
That's true.
Or the one thing I saw with Penix on only a few of those throws, and you brought this up earlier, is the hesitance. The hesitancy. Just let it rip, right? Maybe holding it for maybe one count too many, which they're going to correct that.
They will. They're going to correct it for sure. One other thing from Chris Lindstrom, guys. He was talking about, you know, Kirk Cousins and his impact on this offense. Now, again, to Mike's point, we're not going to see him. You saw him Friday in practice, but right. You won't see him on Friday in that first preseason game against the Dolphins. Here's Lindstrom on Cousins.
Yeah, I think there's instances all the time where his experience is showing through, and I think one of the things that he's been so awesome with is he doesn't just understand, you know, he's not just working his job, but he understands what's challenging for you. And so if he goes to do something, he reiterates to you what your challenging task is while maintaining his own job, which is, you know, it's really nice in the moment, and it might be simple when you're in an air conditioning room in a meeting. But when you're tired out there and, you know, you've been going at it for three quarters, those little reminders and little triggers like that really set in and make the difference.
Leadership. We've been talking about it all camp. We've seen it up close and personal, and you're hearing these guys talk about it. And that's just what is going on.
You know, we talked earlier about the A.J. Terrell interception. Our buddy Mark Grimondi from ESPN saying that after practice, Cousins spent some time talking with Darnell Mooney. Because it was the route with Mooney where A.J. jumped it and took the pick and took it to the house.
It's funny because as they called for special teams practice, which goes on the other field, those two guys immediately ran up to each other.
Let's get straight.
And started talking. So I don't know anything. I'm just telling you guys. I think he's going to have a more of an impactful role. We hope so. I don't care who's catching these touchdowns, Mike. We're going to need more.
Right.
Coming up, guys, strong arm story of the day. We're also going to go around the yard with the Braves. We'll tell you what happened this weekend. Today an off day for the Braves. Still some concerns, and the Braves have another pitcher that's injured. We'll tell you about it. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell.
Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We were just talking about a report that's out there in regards to Brandon Ayuk. And we were just talking with some of our listeners about it. And there are a lot of rumors out there. Now, the irony to all of this is you're going to go, well, where is he going and why does it matter to us? Right. Well, Falcon fans, our first opponent of the year is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there are a lot of rumors out there about Ayuk potentially being traded there, Mike. And again, none of this has been confirmed, but we do know he has been a hold in at camp.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk is a guy that wants to get paid, and there's just not enough money if they're going to take care of Trent Williams. They just gave Christian McCaffrey that extension, and eventually they got to get Debo. You know, all that's got to work together under the salary cap. So it started off with a Steeler fan website called The Standard.
Yeah.
And they had it out there, and it was kind of, you know, very perfunctory about both teams are really excited to get this deal done. Now the next person up is a dude named Cam Marino. You familiar with Cam Marino?
I am not.
He's described on his Twitter page as national NFL analyst, lead draft writer for NFL Draft Buzz. Chris, you don't seem to be buying his bona fides.
Yeah, Cam Marino is a wannabe NFL insider. I hate to put it that way.
Okay, but so right now we have...
there's a lot of those guys.
All right, so there's two people that no one respects saying that the Steelers and 49ers are close to a trade that sends Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers.
Doesn't mean it's not true, but right. It just we know that when we're doing, Mike, journalism, that it has to come from multiple verified sources.
Correct. And not hacks. But we'll see. But if he's right, then Cam will double his followers.
All right. We just wanted to put that out there because it's looming.
It makes great sense if the Steelers – now, here's the
total.
Thing. Second-round pick for Ayuk? Or the 49ers going to hold out? Just argument sake.
I think they're going to ask for a first-round pick. Mike, he put up great numbers.
A Steeler first-round pick is always going to be somewhere between 20 to 30 because they're always in the playoffs.
That's true.
Right? So 24 to 30. So that makes sense. Yeah, so you think they can massage a first-round pick?
I do.
A late first-round pick.
I think they're – go look at his numbers. His numbers are amazing.
It's just a great debate because guys never seem to go for what we think they're going to go for. Like, for instance,
true.
Randy Moss went for a second-rounder in his prime.
He's young enough. I don't know if the Steelers give up that. They're going to be selfish and stingy about it as far as what they're willing to give up. But I just think, like, that's not out of the question. We'll keep an eye out on that.
They have about $15 million in cap space right now.
You talking about the Steelers?
Mm-hmm. So they have to restructure some guys, as Carl says. You know, look, if you want it, you make it happen. But, yeah, the Steelers, the deal is you're taking Brandon Ayuk. He's getting his contract.
That's right. All right, Mike, we did watch a lot of the Olympics over the weekend, and there was a lot of stuff that went down, guys. America's crushing it, right? We just are. It's fun to watch, and I think the biggest thing out of the weekend, there was a couple of them. First, Simone Biles is doing what she's doing, and, you know, incredible run for her. She did not win on the floor. She did not win another gold, but she did win silver. Here's the deal, though, Mike. The Noah Lyles winning the 100 might be the most exciting thing we've seen so far when you talk about a photo finish. I didn't know who won the race when it initially happened. I'm like, run it back. Let me see the replay. It was so close, guys. I want you to hear the call because
Lee Diffie thought.
Yeah, even the announcers got it wrong.
There's an Olympic gold medal waiting for somebody. Photo. Fred Curley pushed him all the way. Noah Lyles is looking anxiously.
So he wins by 5/1,000ths of a second.
It's crazy.
And again, you and I were not fast enough to run track, but they do say, Carl, stick your chest out at the end, hit the tape.
And that's exactly what he did. It was an incredible race. Also, Katie Ledecky, Mike, she's been putting on a show. She wins the 800 meter. This is what her win sounded like.
Ledecky is pulled away from Tippis in the end.
Unbelievable. Watching her the other night, I mean, literally the entire pool is going one way while she's going the other. And I think you, as you and I said, I've always been kind of lukewarm on the Olympics. I don't know, maybe I'm getting older, I'm getting softer. But I found myself locking in on so much more of the stuff I never watched, like gymnastics and then the swimming events, stuff like that. Really was amazing. The thing that really got me rolling on Sunday morning, and this was one I wasn't really expecting to be this good, but you and I love watching the British Open. I think a lot of guys, if you know, whether it's early in the morning on Saturday, Sunday, makes up a cup of coffee, get your breakfast, and watch the Open. Well, this was the same deal on a beautiful course. That National course was amazing. It almost looks like you took parts of Hilton Head and parts of like TPC Sawgrass and dropped it right in the middle of French countryside. It's beautiful.
It is.
So John Rahm's got a 4-stroke lead with about, you know, I think he's making the turn, and he completely melts down. Him and Xander Schauffele just completely fell apart after being neck and neck. Fleetwood, you know, God bless him, Fleetwood's just always the runner-up. But it was the Scotty Scheffler show with all those birdies in a row. He shoots a 62, ties the course record at 9-under, and wins Olympic gold. And it was just, I mean, it was amazing. It was just a great television. Really fun. All the biggest names in golf going toe-to-toe.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler, Mike, this is one of the greatest years, I mean, in the history of golf, for one.
Right.
When you talk about what he's done with the majors, now winning a gold medal, I just don't know. Like, this is a hell of a run.
I mean, Xander Schauffele won the PGA Championship, and he won the Open Championship. Xander won gold in Tokyo, previous Olympics. But Scotty Scheffler, he had all those wins before July 1st. He wins the Masters. He wins the Tour Championship. The Players' Championship.
Yep.
We'll have a shot at the Tour Championship coming to Atlanta. And won't that be a field with him and Xander Schauffele? But he wins the unofficial fifth major, and then he wins Olympic gold. So either way, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. I think Scheffler edges out Schauffele for the number one guy for this year. But what do you think? The one thing I took, if you didn't watch the coverage, they flip over to Golf Channel and they switch over to like Brandel Chamblee, who just goes hog on John Rahm. I mean, he goes, once again, John Rahm and a pathetic grab for money proves he can't bring home the. I mean, just kick the guy while he's down, why don't you? John Rahm looked like he got hit by a truck when they're interviewing him after the match. You know, he goes, I think my tournament was 97% successful. Yeah, just those three shots that, you know, you missed. But anyway, Brandel Chamblee, for those who don't know, he's always gone just absolute hog on anybody at LIV Golf. But, man, I thought it was a little too over the top on John Rahm. Bad, I mean, look, just tough day at the office. Gold, Olympic gold for a guy who's been struggling all season.
Yeah, all season. All season. I want to see him come back next year, but I do think it's had a mental effect on him.
It really has. It's worn him down.
I do.
It started this year with all the questions about LIV. You've seen it. And, by the way, Carl and I were joking earlier. If you guys didn't watch the golf, there was a couple of shirts. I'm like, I'll buy that shirt. Like, Rory had the Ireland Adidas. Did you see our uniforms? We looked like we were like a full-service gas station in like 1957.
It was like a throwback. It was.
It's like, ding, ding. What can I get you, sir? How about some new wiper blades? Change the oil?
You know? Fill her up for half a tank.
Yeah, we had piping down the sides of our unis. But anyway, it was comfortable enough for Scotty Scheffler to take home the gold.
404-726-0929. That is our text line, guys. Hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking as we were talking about the Steelers. And, you know, listen, we'll see what happens and where they go.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. No, it does. I think if you're trying to improve your offense, regardless of who the quarterback is, that would be a great move for them. We'll keep an eye out. The one thing that did happen is the Kansas City Chiefs pay their kicker, Mike. He becomes the highest paid kicker in the NFL.
Right. It's got some people pulling their hair out because they don't have the same world views that Harrison Butker does. But the former Georgia Tech kicker has been money for the Chiefs. And now he signs that 4-year extension Carl mentioned. $17.75 million guaranteed for a kicker. But he's been worth his weight in gold kicking outdoors in those conditions in Kansas City.
We're coming back. Who's hurt for our Braves now as they get ready to start a series with the Brewers? And what happened over the weekend? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Braves off today, Mike, but what a fiasco it was to play, take on the Marlins. We split. We didn't, you know, sweep as I had hoped we would. We looked good Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not so much. Yesterday, Mike, we don't even score.
Yeah, it was just frustrating. I mean, we were here on Friday thinking, hey, this is it, man. We're gonna get this game down to maybe three or four games behind the Phillies, and Phillies couldn't do anything right. They finally snapped their losing streak out there in Seattle. But to be lifeless, listless,
flaccid
against the fish. Yeah, man, and Max Fried was not ready to come back. I think we can all agree that Fried needed a rehab
start.
Smacked
in the mouth, and, you know, you're right back, you know, having to get her going again.
Yep. Yeah, I hear you, brother. Yep. We made Cabrera look like, you know, freaking Glavin, you know, last day. If you didn't see them. I mean, the Marlins' young pitchers look pretty good against us, and certainly on Saturday and Sunday. We also got the return of Luke Jackson. I said this to Carl earlier. It was like everything you expect from, like, Luke Jackson, a bunch of strikeouts, give up a home run. I think it was there a pitch clock violation or something? There's either a box up, you know, typical, like, Luke Jackson type stuff that just kind of leaves you going, ah! But this one, Carl, you just feel like you let an opportunity slip away. This is a Marlins team that would be lucky to win 60 games this year.
I agree. Totally. The good news is we get a day off, and we'll see what happens tomorrow against Milwaukee, which we'll talk about. Right. But the bad news is Ronaldo Lopez, Mike, 15-day DL.
Groundhog Day.
Forearm inflammation. So they recall Bryce Elder. And you said it, Fried was awful yesterday, right?
Yeah, he just wasn't ready.
Third, I think it was.
Yeah. He had the one where he had the walk, I want to say, in the second or the first inning. It just added to his pitch count, just little things that just kind of all kind of chopped up. Also, the Soler bang-bang play at home. When you get beat by seven runs, it doesn't matter now.
True.
But it does give you a little momentum, and maybe that big inning gets created. I still thought he was safe, but it was, you know, they went to the replay, and rarely do they overturn, but they overturned the call.
They did. Big O, let's hear Brian Snicker talk about Fried. You know, He says it when he talks about, you know, Fried getting an opportunity and him being there yesterday instead of a rehab start. Listen, I think Fried he understands what this season means for him, Mike, not just here, long term. So he wants to get back in the mix. He doesn't want to clown around and have to do rehab starts. Here's Snit talking about it.
I'd rather have him making this start and being able to make the next one instead of two from now. You know, if he makes a rehab start, now you're 10 days away again. And I just think it was good that we could get him back out there sooner than later. Didn't like the outcome, obviously, but because he did it here, now in 5 days or 6 days, whatever it is, he can start again here and you know, go from there. So,
yeah, didn't like the outcome. Snit said it. You know, he said, look, we're at a point in the season, and he's right. It doesn't get any easier.
Nope.
Like, we're at a point in the season where all these teams, they made deals,
right.
Teams that are really good. All these teams are vying for either their division, Mike, or a shot at the playoffs. It's not any easier. The problem, though, has not been with other teams. Our problem has been with ourselves.
Yeah, just not hitting. And, you know, just when we said, hey, Matt Olson's coming. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not saying this is a false start, but Soler did get a hit on Sunday's game. Riley continues to rake. He's 3-for-4. Ozuna continues to hit, but it's just, you know, Arcia took the over, Rosario took an over. It's Kelnick took an over. You're not getting the consistent hitting. Now you throw the pitching in, so you're going to have to deal with Elder. Hopefully, Elder, Carl, did he turn the corner by getting through, you know, the lineup four times the other day, you know, before they sent him back
down?
Sure,
sure.
And, you know, the other aspect of this, you know, you just touched on it. You know, the Padres, a team that used to spend, like, throwing nickels around like manhole covers, now 3 of the last 4 years are going all in. We are just percentage points ahead of the Padres and then the Diamondbacks. And, oh, by the way, the Mets are just a game and a half. So you're still in first place in the wild card. But, man, you just feel like you really let the fish, pardon the metaphor, wriggle off the hook and gave up those two games.
So Soler had 3 at-bats. He had a hit yesterday.
Yeah.
Saturday, Mike, Soler, 4 at-bats, no hits. I'm asking this only to say, do you think he's going to be the answer at the leadoff spot?
Well, they don't have anybody else. Kelnick kind of spit the bit after looking pretty good. So since he's come over here to the Braves, let's see here. He is 2-for-14. Not great, but that's, you know, but again, he's batting 143 for this small sample size of August. It's frustrating. He is actually 2-for-17 if you take the Milwaukee game, and that's his first game as a Braves. So he was an 0-for there. Soler is not hitting for average. The OPS is 393.
Yeah, but he wasn't hitting prior to the
But he wasn't hitting when we got him in 21, but we got magic in a bottle.
You did. And this is why I said I'm not thinking that that's going to happen again. I'd love to see him come on. And
right.
Again, I don't think he's going to be this bad. But, you know, everybody was like, he had been hitting well when he, you know, before the trade. guys early in the season, he wasn't hitting. I mean, it's just what it is. So we hopefully will see that happen. Olsen and Riley continue to do what they're doing. The Freed thing, he's got to figure it out. Ronaldo Lopez, as good as he's been now, 15-day IL, he'll be back. It's retroactive till August 2nd. You just have a lot of stuff working, but we're still working through these fundamental issues that we've had all season.
But how concerned are you with Ronaldo Lopez because his workload has gone up because they made him a starter?
Sure.
And you're worried about that wear and the tear, you know, because he's never gone and done the things they're asking him to do. He had some great outings where they would pull him in the sixth inning because they were ramping up his arm usage. So it's scary, man.
It's scary, man.
Game over. I'm not going to say game over, but it just feels like – you know, you can't catch a freaking break. You lost two to the Marlins. Now you got another pitcher injury.
It'll be Elder tomorrow, guys, as of right now. And then Wednesday, it's going to be Sale. And then Thursday, Charlie Morton.
Old Man River. He keeps on rolling.
And then the Braves head to Colorado, which, as of right now, Schwellenbach. Will be the
tough
starter.
Spot for a young pitcher to get because everything, you know, it's Colorado.
Flies out.
Yeah, man, I just know that there's no way. Guys, you know what? Let's just break it down. Deconstruct this argument. Hit. If you don't hit, this team ain't going nowhere. Not going to do anything to win the wild card or the division or whatever. I'm not giving up the division yet either.
No.
The Phillies have shown you you're not going to play at a 75% winning clip the entire season. But you got to hit. This lineup has got to hit consistently. They've not shown that at all this season.
What's crazy, Mike, is we're still, you know, still a 61 team right now.
Because you won some. April really set you up. April kind of set you up for this.
You're going to win 90 games not hitting like this? Like, consistently, that's what's crazy about where we are.
But this goes back to your point, though. I mean, you had a hard time. If you're going to go get a Randy or Rosarena or a starter and plug him in the outfield and take on big money, I mean, that's the thing. With all due respect, you get Soler in here who's not hitting, and you're tied to him for at least two more years.
Yes, you are.
You're going to get that contract off the books.
Yeah.
It's almost like we answered the question. No, at least through the month of August, you can't go home again. Hopefully he's going to figure this thing out.
404-726-0929. Hit us up. Text us. Let us know what you think. Find us on social media as well. Mike Bell, ATL. I mean, put him up. See Dukes, the radio station. 929 the game. Again, every time I say this feels like, okay, we're making some moves here. It feels good.
You felt good this weekend. The Phillies are collapsing. Not collapsing. They're taking a hit. And the Braves were surging. And then just that weekend knocked it out of you.
Yeah.
Like a gut punch.
Well, the thing is, here's the other part of this. You can't name anybody on the Marlins.
No.
That's the
what
other part.
What was the number
of this?
The stat? And by the way, I love Tom Glavine with Brandon Gordon. I always love Tommy G breaking down pitching. 26 guys to start the roster, 11 guys are left.
You can't name
15
anybody.
Guys got moved off this team before the trade deadline.
Yeah. So, you know, and again, I hear it. People, you know, guys in the clubhouse be like, yeah, those are both major league ball players. Yeah, but they're still lesser than what we've got. I mean, that's the issue. But any given night, I guess. We'll see how this plays out. Hopefully the day off does as well. And Snit, you know, again, for everybody's like, I've heard this all weekend too. What else can Snit do? Well, I don't know, because they've adjusted the lineup. They made trades. He's done almost everything he can do as far as putting guys in a position to say, hey, this gives us the best chance to win on a night-in and night-out basis.
Well, I mean, if Money Harris comes back, okay. We had a couple.
He's on his way back. Right?
By the way, about two dozen guys owe me a steak dinner.
Remember
that argument we had about when is Money Harris coming back?
No, I thought it wasn't that serious.
Look, we want him back, but here's the thing. You're going to give him another crack at leadoff? Drop Soler down to the bottom of the line. But Money Harris has not really shown you the ability to be a good leadoff hitter.
No, you might. The problem is they feel like Soler is patient and he does draw walks, which he does.
He does do that.
But, again, I need guys, you know, to consistently hopefully get on and set the table. And that's something we just haven't done enough of, at least since Soler has been here. Short sample space, I get it. But I was hoping he'd come in here, Mike, like with his hair on fire and like on base all the time. And then this offense just starts rolling and you start seeing Riley and Olsen, you know, picking up 3-4 RBI. And then, you know, you just feel better. That hasn't happened.
I just feel, man, that, you know, this year, like if we win the World Series this year and after all the moments
miracle.
That we've had going, literally Carl and I on the radio, giving you analysis that sounds like animal noises. I mean, just because it's just been so exasperating. I just don't think that you were going to – the scenario and the way the roster is and the money you've already committed, it was hard for Alex Anthopoulos to make this team a lot better unless you were going to take out a big salary.
It's true.
At the deadline. That's it. That's the way
they weren't going to do it. Listen, I didn't think they'd do what they did. But even with the moves they made, it like I said, it felt good.
You know,
that's right. Okay. It feels good because you're familiar with Jorge Soler.
Right.
Great.
And you brought Rosario.
Great. Okay. But I just, again, you're trying to do some things that have already happened.
Like if Kelnick could get on one of those heaters that he did earlier, remember, we thought we anointed, hey, Kelnick's our leadoff. He's not our leadoff hitter. Nobody can handle the leadoff gig. That's why, you know, as we said, you're probably just better off rolling with Soler.
Yeah. All right. 404-726-0929. You guys let us know what you think.
I can't believe he didn't score from second, by the way. I mean, I know he's a big guy, but I mean, come on, man. Pick him up and put him down.
It's a long way.
He looked like John Rahm coming around third base.
He did. It's a long way. Hey, we'll get you caught up on the latest guys around what's going on around the National Football League. There are a variety of stories as our Falcons head down to Miami to get ready for their first preseason game. They got a week of practice. It's actually just a couple of days with the Dolphins. We'll dive back into that coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.